Oh, that's so good. All right, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, I'm Frank Drabin, Police Squad.
And I'm Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Hey.
And I am in the back seat, and Al Cowlings is driving very slowly.
Oh. The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
We gotta go, Al. The NBA Finals are on. We gotta go.
I never even accounted for how many O.J. Simpson jokes it's gonna happen today.
I'm trying to watch the Knicks.
Oh, hello, listener. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Where the Art of Cinema Meets the Power of Debate. This week on the show, it is all about parody comedies. Before we dive too deep into it and forget to let listener know about certain things that are going on in our
Tell
lives, we are back at Movies in the Park.
Woo!
August 15th, 6:30 and 8:45.
What are we seeing?
We are seeing. I'm seeing one I haven't seen and one I have seen. It's Despicable Me at 6:45. Despicable Me 4.
They made 4 of those?
Made 4 of them. Wow. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
How many Minion movies?
I think just one.
But like with a lot of Minions.
But let's be honest, Despicable Me really is just Minion movies. Like yeah. Minions are the stars of that.
They yeah. knew what they
And
what's the second one?
The second one is Thunderbolts Asterix.
I'm saving it.
Oh,
yeah. I'm saving myself.
I saw that one. I've seen that one already.
So we've done this before and we've learned our lesson. We're gonna record for one, and then we'll be there for another one. And then if you want to come over and say hello at any point throughout the evening, we'll either be recording, or we'll throw the recording on for you specifically.
Do you think we'll have to watch the first 3 Despicable Me's to understand this one?
Yes, it's a very complex plot.
Is it?
And if you don't, no.
You had me. You had me at the next 2 weeks of my life. Yeah. I'm in Seattle for 5 days.
Although, to be honest, if you haven't seen the Despicable Me movies, you wouldn't be wasting your time watching them. Like they're all funny.
The first one is such a good time.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Everything else just keeps they just keep uncovering the world of Gru and.
And I don't think they diminish in comedic returns as you go.
Great.
Like I feel like they're funny, funny, funny. Like definitely worth watching. Yeah.
So we'll record during 4.
Yeah.
And we'll just watch Thunderbolts with me.
I want to talk about a movie that I haven't seen before. I think that's more fun than us talking over a movie that we've all seen and then we just get all like.
So wait, have you seen Thunderbolts?
I've seen Thunderbolts.
You've seen it. I haven't.
Anyway, so that's happening August 15th. We're going to be there. We're going to be hosting the evening, which means we're going to tell you where the bathrooms are. We're going to tell you where the snacks are.
That's true.
We're going to let you know where we're going to be recording.
It's true.
So if you listen to us and you want to come over and say hello, if you're just like curious about how podcasting works and you want to talk to people.
You're pod curious.
Yeah. That's great.
If you want to know what movies not to let your children watch as a child so that you don't get into this.
You can ask us.
We can do that.
You can ask us movie things. You can ask us podcast things. So, we'll see you there. So let's step off this mortal coil. Now, before we get into the nitty gritty of Naked Gun, somebody at work showed me a tweet. And the tweet was from 8 years ago. And someone's like, I'm calling it right now. We should reboot the Naked Gun franchise. And Liam Neeson should be cast as Frank Drebin. And this guy's he's inked online.
And maybe he put something into
that. That's amazing.
Maybe, who knows?
He manifested it.
He manifested destiny.
Everyone with girls with crystals, go call this guy. Like he knows he knows how to manifest.
I mean, I don't know who else you would even think to do this with.
How do you touch it, right? Like what do you do with now that even you don't even have him around to even ask about to do,
no,
right?
He was old when I was a kid.
Right? I mean, I remember Leslie Wesley? Nielsen always perpetually being 70.
Yeah, yeah. Always old. And
I don't remember him young.
A good looking 70,
yeah,
right?
Oh, like, for sure.
He definitely has an age gap with his co-star in Naked Gun, but I'd believe it.
Ms. Priscilla. and then Anna Nicole Smith, if you get into 33 and a third.
We will, Michael.
But there's so many lovely things about the Naked Gun series and parody comedy, and I'm excited to go see this. Are you guys excited to go see this?
Yeah, you know what? I've always been a huge fan of Pamela Anderson, which is like a weird thing to say for some reason. But her particular brand of comedy, the like self-awareness in her comedy and things like that. Yeah, she just tickles my funny bone. Absolutely. Yep. So I'll go see anything with Pamela Anderson.
And I hear they're dating now.
Aww.
I've heard the same thing.
I saw that online, but I wasn't sure. It's just she's very funny.
We're going to report it like it's news.
Extra, extra.
Breaking.
Yeah. No,
did you hear that?
She's just very funny. And,
she is very funny.
But I will say I'm a little nervous to see it because it was such an integral part of my childhood. Like listening to this podcast, if you've listened to my stuff before, you know my family raised me very much in like specific kinds of movies and parody comedies were one of them.
Dick and fart jokes being a huge
dick
category.
Dick and fart jokes were like all
parody comedy. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was such an integral part
of my... I
thought
you were going to say like Catholic or something.
No, that was...
Like, no, it's actually dick and farts.
It's not as normal as that. Yeah. It's that farts are always funny.
They are.
But,
they really are.
And then that's how you, ladies and gentlemen, that's how you get to your kid on a podcast. They are not well adjusted. But
we never claimed to be.
Yeah. But it's... So I'm interested and slightly nervous that
I think that's healthy though.
Yeah,
that's the right reaction.
I want
to go
them
into
to do a
with.
Really good job.
To circle back, we know Liam Neeson has
comedy chops.
He does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't take himself too seriously.
He was in Ted.
He was in Ted.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. And he's talking about the tricks.
Well, and he even understands how catchphrasey, like I have a special set of skills, has turned into.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel and like when you saw the trailer.
Yeah.
And you saw him with no pants on. And you're just like, that's Rob Roy with no pants on, right?
Well, he just seems like he's in on the joke.
He is.
His physical comedy is dead on. He's a very, very good actor. And he actually, that holds apart for me from other sort of bit comedy actors in the sense that like they wear thin on me after a while because they do the same bit over and over.
Oh, this is a joke,
yeah. Yeah, whereas like Liam Neeson is just a good actor. He's good in serious roles. He's good in comedic roles.
So it lands.
Yeah, because I see the range and I'm not like, oh, that's just the same tired joke over and over. Yeah.
Well, a lot of the scary movies kind of end up going that way.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember, parody movies have always been around. We know this, right? But like, do you remember one that really broke the stratosphere prior to Naked Gun? Is there another one for you before that?
I mean, I was introduced to them all around the same time because in my childhood, these movies were already out. So Naked Gun, This Is Spinal Tap, Spaceballs, all of those. Yeah. All of those were kind of introduced to me in... as one genre because they were already out. So they were all at the same time for me.
Oh, this is definitely a lot of people's introduction to comedy as a whole.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was...
Get your sense of humor from.
Absolutely.
It was where I think I started to develop like a blue sense of humor, so to speak.
Yeah. And I just don't... I could be wrong, but I just don't think they make movies like that anymore that have that exact combination of like slapstick physical comedy partnered with just toilet humor but somehow they just managed to not take it too far. I don't know, and maybe that's because that's my baseline because they're the first ones I saw, but like I find movies now that try to do it they go past the line of like funny into trying to like shove it down your throat a little bit rather than just letting you like sit back and enjoy it. So I don't know, but yeah, they're my favorite movies.
What about you?
I mean, I remember watching like the first scary movies when I was a kid, and that was kind of the introduction to it. I was introduced to the Naked Gun mostly through reference from other TV shows.
Sure.
Like TV shows mocking not mocking, but making a montage for the intro where it's just the police siren in front.
Yeah.
He's driving the car. Yeah. Like I didn't know what it was. I never knew what they were referencing. And then finally me and my dad watched it and holy shit.
So Scary Movie, not another teen movie. Those ones, those I actually find like the first one was
superhero
fine.
Movie. Also with Leslie Nielsen.
Very much. He became like the figurehead,
the parody movie,
the parody movie guy, just like Weird Al's the parody music guy. Right.
Yeah.
Like he just, if you had Nielsen in something,
they're not here for you. Weird Al's on the plane. But I found Scary Movie, not another teen movie, actually went farther than I wanted it to. Right. Like it was making, this sounds like so elitist and it's not what I mean, but it tried to make it too, not accessible, but like so obvious, you know, and not that there's anything not obvious.
Like we know this is about, a joke. We know it's a parody from the beginning. You don't have to,
it doesn't have to be like shockingly, shockingly like crass. or crude, you know? And
doesn't
so
have to
just
be
write a good joke.
Yeah, just write a good joke and like let us go from there. Yeah. And in an absence of a good joke, like hit somebody on the head with a bell or like just
someone
fart.
Can get hurt.
Yeah.
But it, you know what? Like I always see this clip of Leslie Nielsen, rest in peace, of Canadian too.
Correct.
Right?
Yep,
yep, like, Canadian.
He's,
yeah.
He's ours.
Constantly 70.
But constantly 70. No, like it's the bit where I think he's on Ed Sullivan and he's got the fart machine.
Yeah, I saw that clip.
Right? And it always, but it reminds you of like where Leslie Nielsen shone, because like you know that he's been carrying that fart machine around for years. That's the story, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then you play back to the first Naked Gun. And the brilliance of the press conference, right? I think everybody,
oh my God,
like
when he's peeing,
like when he's hot mic'd, right? And he's doing like the whole fart. But like now you have even in the new trailer, like the jokes that are being carried through is that Liam Neeson's version, the son, also has shitting problems.
Because
he's shitting,
and
there's like three scenes in the trailer where he's got to go take a shit, right? So like it's just this through line.
The writer's room for this had to be so much fun.
Oh my God.
Because there's no bad ideas. You just throw it out there and they're like, oh, that sounds funny.
God, that's so funny. And like, I was thinking while I was watching that, because I rewatched it, because I take this podcast very seriously. So
don't we all?
Yeah.
So I rewatched it.
I hot clipped
it
all day long today. I was just like, show me more. 4K, you got a 4K restoration? Give it to me.
I was thinking though that like that pee joke of like the peeing for a really long time, also never not funny, because I was thinking about, do you remember
Austin Powers
or A League of Their Own, right? When Tom Hanks character
when he gets
comes
up and goes
in
pee,
and like
yeah.
pees, like stumbles in drunk and pees, and then Madonna's character like times it. and that's it's always funny. Like
is funny.
Bodily functions are hilarious. Yeah. But I do worry, back to like what we were talking about it being like over the top, is like is pooping as funny as peeing? Is it as funny? Because it's a little bit more nasty, you know?
I think pee is funnier.
I think pee is funnier too. And I think, but I think that's a sign of the times again. That
we're a pee generation.
May
I present to you Exhibit A?
We need additional shots.
Jeff Daniels,
Michael's from Poo Generation.
Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's
bloody
hilarious.
Funny, yeah, you're right.
Right? But that's because the animation behind the shitting.
He smeared it on the wall.
And, like, I'm laughing just thinking about it. So it probably will be funny. But
Poo is funny.
But it's a step farther.
Poop's embarrassing.
Like, it's already a step farther than what it was to be so comedically perfect at the time.
Scary Movie does that same thing, but with jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Well, and, like, the brilliance of the of the deadpan, right? Like, there's and I don't know if it's in the Zucker brothers writing,
but
right? Because, you know, there's those guys.
You know, you got to do it with the right actors, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you can get the bit down, right? Where like, and it's really mechanical on paper. But then
Leslie just delivers.
You give we were talking today in pre-chat, like favorite scenes, right? So like moments that stand out, the press conference, obviously, but the one in the first one when he's down by the docks and he's trying to find Norberg. And he shows the guy like the bribe,
the 20, and then the guy gives him the 20 back, and he's like, "Don't remember." Oh, now I remember. And he goes back and he's like, "Spot me a 20."
Do you recognize this guy? No. How about now? No. How about now? Okay, I do. What's he in for? I don't know. Well, how about now?
Yeah. Now, so funny.
That's funny, but why it's funny is that Leslie Nielsen is by definition the bumbling idiot.
It's diving in.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what's so funny about that?
It's playing it serious.
When OJ got out of jail for the second time.
There we go.
He was at
OJ
the park.
OJ, count one.
And he was getting interviewed by KTLA in Los Angeles, and they asked him, they said, OJ, how do you feel being out in society again? And he said, to be honest with you, I'm nervous because I could be at the park and sitting next to whoever did it. And that, Michael, is commitment to the bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And rest in peace, Norm Macdonald.
But I also think that I believe, like, and I mean, it's not, I don't believe it, like, to be true, but I believe.
Innocent.
No, not that. No.
Don't bait her like that.
Classic Emily.
I'm going to abuse that clip so badly.
but I believe that. That Leslie Nielsen doesn't understand the joke, you know? And so, like, which I know he does, you know, but, like, he acts it well that I believe that the actor doesn't know that this is funny.
Yes.
And so, like, that is amazing
it's
acting.
It's a level of oblivious.
That's amazing acting. Yeah, like, that for that moment, and not just do I believe that the character doesn't understand it,
no,
I believe that the actor
completely
does not know that this is funny. Yeah.
That's
Well, and like it's
that's an interesting way to put that.
It's like Michael Caine in
Michael Caine in
Muppet Christmas Carol, right? You
right.
believe Shakespearean. That you believe that the actor Michael Caine believes that he's doing a totally serious rendition.
He didn't need to do that.
of Charles Dickens.
He went to town on that
right.
role.
But like, but that's the
you're right.
That's
the
difference
thing.
Because I'm not just seeing an actor committed to a role. I'm seeing what I truly believe to be an actor who believes something. I don't know how to. Yeah, I don't.
He's a detective.
Yeah, he is a detective,
serious.
And he's doing his job seriously and to the best of his abilities. And Leslie Nielsen is playing a detective completely seriously, and the joke is like happening around him, and it's just, and he's not part of it, and it's just so perfect. It's so perfect.
I couldn't agree more.
Nobody shoots outside of a trash can at another person a foot and a half away behind another trash can better than Frank fucking Drebin.
Like,
and then OJ in the background, Norberg's trying to put together the giant hand cannon yeah. behind them to have
oh
a gun fucking.
In the first one where he's like, this was a message from like whoever, and like shoots, and he's like, what? Say it again. I can't hear you over your shooting.
But earnest and sincere.
He's like, no, really. Well, you're shooting and talking. I can't hear you.
God,
it's like,
they must have been stoned when they wrote
holy
this.
Crap on a cracker.
They must have been stoned to the rap party.
Yeah.
Like, they were stoned. You don't make this movie. You don't sit around in a vacuum and come up with this kind of shit without fart machines and a little bit of the devil's lettuce and a lot of
and there's just it was like a little one like there's the bits that are big and like whatever and then there's the little bits like nightcap no thanks I don't wear them
like,
it's like oh my god like what the hell oh
when,
so funny
what was the reception for this movie when it came out
oh, that's a good question
like how do you think people reacted okay. to the like is this something people lined up to go see or was this like me and my high school friends have ditched school, and this is what we're going to see.
Yeah.
This web search is brought to you by thenumbers.com.
Because everybody knows this fucking movie. Like, yeah. Again, I learned about it through reference, like through The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the fuck they were doing. But I was like, I can't wait to understand this someday.
Okay, so Naked Gun from the files from the police squad, budget of $9 million.
That was a lot.
Domestic box office, $78 million.
Wow.
Good for them.
So that's I think that's coming off.
In 88.
I was going to say in like 1847. Like this came out. Like,
that's
it was
coming
the 1900s.
Off, that's coming off Airplane too, right? Like Airplane being what
right.
kind of gave the Zucker brothers a real
oh my God,
a real
is so
presence.
Funny.
So
I love that slapping bit.
Which the
no, get
it. Oh, yeah.
You got to get out of it. They just keep lining up to slap her. Someone needs you on the phone, and the next guy comes up to do it.
Then we jump to $23 million for the Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, they got a budget.
Domestic box office $86 million.
Wow,
so it made more than the first, but with the momentum of the first, they ended up spending more.
Yep. Actually,
what can
I
you do?
Totally lied about the Naked Gun's
why would
production
you need
budget.
To more than double
opening
the budget?
Opening weekend was $9 million, but 78 million was domestic. Then 33 and a third is $30 million. It's another $7 million on top.
This is one I'm definitely going to see. I'm not going to go see it in theaters. I don't feel like I need
to. I
felt
the same way.
Yeah, I don't need to see it on like a big screen. You know, I'll save that for like the F1 movie
okay.
or whatever.
I will challenge that. I will say that do you want to see comedies like this be
keep
successful?
Getting made. Yeah, yeah.
Then you've got to go to the place where
God
they deem success
you
to
see what he
occur.
Did?
I wish that I wish we had videos on this one, the face that I just made. I'm like, oh.
He's right.
Fuck these corporate assholes.
He's always right.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, okay, they're saying that this is bringing back the summer comedy movie that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
this needs to make money.
And this is Seth MacFarlane, guys. Like, this is somebody who has basically taken the parody.
Well, and his movies have been funny. They just don't make money.
That's true, because he made The Orville.
He did The Orville.
Oh, my God, yeah.
A Million Ways to Die in the Wild West.
I was just going
to
say, yeah. I liked that
right?
movie. I thought
like
it was funny.
He is of that musical cabaret
yeah.
kind of humor with the Zucker Brothers and the Smothers Brothers, like that
right.
era of comedy that's very quick
yeah.
and smart and then can be dirty. In its substance, it can be whatever it
quick
is.
Quick and dirty.
But if it's always smart and fun and...
Well, and you know, it's probably a movie he grew up with, so...
Yeah. I'll go pay to see it.
You want to know my
favorite? I'll put on pants and I'll leave my house.
He got us again.
I'll sit in a chair. I'll hold my pee.
How does Priscilla's acting hold up?
She
did a rewatch today. I mean, looking at clips, she's
perfect.
They're both playing dimwits.
Yeah. No, she's perfect. I was actually thinking about that as I was watching it, that like how well she holds up next to Leslie Nielsen. Like she's
beat for beat.
Yeah, she is. She is, absolutely.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
She is she was incredible. I honestly very, very good.
It honestly wouldn't have worked if
I know.
She wasn't.
And
right?
All I can think is I remember like watching it being like, I want to see her in another role. I want to see her do something like dramatic
there.
Because if she can do this so convincingly, there's one of two things. It's either she is this dumb and like whatever, or she's such a good actor that like I want to see her in other stuff. And
I think
it's the latter too. Yeah.
I just want to take a moment to say that when James Cameron was casting for the Terminator, the reason they stopped with OJ and went with Arnold.
Are you doing an OJ bit? Let's go.
Was because they all said that he just didn't have that killer instinct.
Amazing. That's incredible. You know, that's art.
Oh,
God.
Oh, boy.
You know, I haven't felt this much joy since Hulk Hogan died.
That was a good day.
I love this. That was a great day.
You're such a fucking asshole.
We were like sharing. I was like, we were talking about bad news and we were talking about like the Canadian hockey players all being acquitted.
Yeah.
And I was like, they were like, let's talk about something happy. And I'm like, oh,
Hulk Hogan died. Oh, my God. You know, balance.
One less mega asshole. I mean, it's not quite balanced. I don't think he weighed much as all five of them.
I'm not cheering for him, listener. I'm just saying he's a human.
He was a human. Now he's a dead
now
body.
He's a corpse.
Yeah.
It's hot down here, brother.
Oh my God!
I don't delight in the misfortunes of others mostly, but I just one less mega asshole
Hulk
is
Hogan's
fine for me.
Dead and it hurts inside.
Oh God! Okay, all right. So yeah, that's my OJ bit.
That's good.
That was my OJ.
Very very funny.
Obviously, we're going to talk about OJ. Like
talk about it a little bit. Yeah,
we're going to do bits. Obviously, we're going to do bits.
Just like Naked Gun. I kind of wish that you guys had worn clothes. It doesn't have to be naked, but it gets.
I'm
it's
in
fine.
Full character. I am naked gunning for today.
He did.
Does this like? I mean, the first one is so inspired by Police Squad, which we were saying, Emily.
Right.
I didn't watch Police Squad.
I've never seen it either, but I think I want to go.
Kind of want to go back because
he's a gander.
I think he looks 70 at 40. In that.
Oh.
I think he looks more of a like, and he was a handsome young dude. I'm not saying I haven't seen him as a
Leslie
was a, and I mean, you got to be handsome to be called Leslie,
true,
like, you know, and have a big dick.
Well, so like, was he a very serious actor before this?
I don't.
What was he trying to do?
He's
holy shit.
He's got a long resume. Like,
oh my God, he's so hot.
Okay, let's see this here.
What in the what?
You know what? That explains why he's
look at that.
Isn't that annoying?
That is not Leslie Nielsen. That is, wow.
That can't be right.
That is,
holy
okay.
Shit.
In the 1950s. Oh,
viewer.
My God. Look at this hottie with a body.
Young, listener, you need, man. Jesus, pull out your phone, and you need to Google him.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, man.
I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty, too.
Look at this man.
Look at,
oh, my God.
Yeah, look at that one.
He's just beautiful.
He's gorgeous.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, look at that one. Look at him with dark hair, man.
Of course he's funny, too. Like, what a piece of shit.
Ooh.
Right?
Like, you don't get to be both. You pick one like the rest of us.
Wowzer trousers.
Oh, wow. Look at he's like a ripoff Captain Kirk.
So I could see why
amazing.
He was cast in a lot
no,
of
he's
things.
Super
listener,
hot.
Seriously, pull your phone out and just Google Leslie Nielsen hot young man. And
shirtless.
You don't even have to. Just Leslie Nielsen young.
Holy Moses.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Liam
Neeson.
Then this Liam Neeson. Okay, you want to do
now
Liam.
Do Liam Neeson.
Okay, hang on.
Look
Liam
for the
Neeson,
ones with dark hair because like, woohoo.
Blonde Liam Neeson.
Dark hair Liam Neeson. He looks like young. Oh my God, why can't I think of his name right now? What is that? Oh, that's Leslie. That's Liam Neeson.
It's Liam Neeson.
Wow.
One of us is going to call
he
the other
like
one the
Sean
wrong
Penn.
Name before this is
he's
over.
He's a hottie. He looks like young. Why can I not remember his name? The guy who beats his wife.
Gotta be more specific.
Yeah,
the guy
I know.
Who beats his wife.
He's like the first. Oh. Like, Sean Connery.
Sean
he's a young.
Connery.
He looks like Sean Connery, but like more filled out, oh. Like hotter. And,
so
and
I beat my wife.
Like he doesn't beat his wife.
Let's just like
a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen ruined my life.
Leslie Nielsen has been acting for a very long time. He has got a wide variety of films. He's making films in the 60s and the 50s. He's making comedies. He's making serious movies. He's kind of played a leading man.
He's making film.
And then there's Slapshot, Rent-A-Kid.
He was in Slapshot?
Slapshot 3.
Doesn't count.
Sorry, I should confirm that.
You piece of shit.
Then there's also stuff like Mr. Magoo and Spy Hard.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Mr. Magoo.
And Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh, my God. That was such a funny movie.
Right? And then he's also did Prom Night. And
I think he just liked making movies.
Yeah.
Wrongfully Accused funny. Based on...
Like, maybe these weren't all the best movies ever, but he certainly did his shtick.
But he's also been in movies with Barbara Streisand. And...
Streisand.
But I think if we're going to say... Let's say what our... What is your other Leslie Nielsen movie? I have one that is super near and dear to my heart. I watch it probably 10 to 15 times a year.
I'm interested to hear it.
I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite Canadian movies. I enjoy it. I enjoy it in a boat. I enjoy it in a moat.
Slapshot 3.
It is Men with Fucking Brooms.
Men with Brooms is so funny with Dan Aykroyd, right?
No.
Isn't he in it? Oh, no.
Paul
Gross, yeah. That is very good. Mine is Airplane.
Right?
Yeah, has to be.
Shirley.
Has to be. Shirley, don't call me Shirley. Yeah, like every time I spill a drink on myself, my mom's like, do you have a drinking problem? Like it's just like, there's no, yeah, like it's.
Do you want a nightcap?
So, no thanks, I don't wear them. It's so ingrained in my brain. Like it is a functional part of my personality. Like at this point, Airplane is. And same with like. Same with Spinal Tap.
Do you know about the Vikings, Timmy?
Let's take
your vector, Victor?
We're breaking away from
you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh my God. Shit. Okay, sorry. That's my one.
I liked Superhero Movie with Drake Bell. Did
I was going to say,
watch that one.
No, but I think that one was more like your recycle.
He's great in that.
Yeah, he's great in everything. But yeah,
he's him. Yeah, that's where I got introduced to him, actually. Yeah. It's through that.
Without, I think, I mean, okay, parody comedy, like we've always said, has been there, right? I mean, you can go back to...
Young Frankenstein.
They're making a new Spaceballs, too.
They are,
yes, they are.
So they're trying to bring parody comedy
back. The search for more money.
We'll comb the desert.
I think Mel Brooks is
the... We found shit.
If Leslie Nielsen is the guy in the movie, then Mel Brooks is the guy making... the parody, right?
Like I'm just plain yogurt. He's just a pro.
I have It Lives Rent Free in my mind, but like when you break away from What Is Naked Gun and you look at just parody with like a giant microscope over top of it.
Yeah.
We're men in tights. Tights, tights, butch, right?
Yes,
like
men in
Robin
tights.
Hood, men in tights.
Oh God, that's so good.
Oh, it is that when you take a tale, like when you take something that like is boring.
Public domain,
yes. Obviously, too.
But actually, now that we're talking about this, I just realized that, like, the Muppets have been doing this forever, parody
Treasure
comedy.
Island?
Muppets Treasure Island. Yeah, when you said something in the public domain.
Scrooge.
Muppet
like,
Treasure Island is fucking hilarious.
Like, parody always
Tim Curry.
Works.
Tim
everywhere.
Curry, yeah.
Yep, he's a Muppet.
Well, and I think because parody teaches you to make fun of yourself, right? Like
Leslie Nielsen does it better than anyone else.
Totally
have you seen
did.
the interview with Tim Curry talking about Muppet Treasure Island where he was saying he had an affair with Miss Piggy?
I get it.
Speaking of Tim Curry's a Muppet. Yeah. So like you know what? There's parody comedy all around us.
It's just, I mean, all comedy's taking a dive. Right, just
totally. At the theater at least.
Because
have you heard stand up locally lately? Ugh, no one even shows up to it. They go to spoken word poetry instead.
But yeah, I think one of my favorite things about The Naked Gun in that there's always a place for it, but it really makes my heart grow. Sean has always told me that that movie in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles makes her dad just die laughing.
Yes,
just die. And I got to see it. I threw Naked Gun on the last time we were out at the farm. And I just threw it on, and he was like, "What's this?" And I was like, "What do you think it is?" And it was the scene in like when he breaks into the castle in the first one, and like it's right in the beginning when he starts to do like the and he does near, and it's like right, and he does this whole martial arts breakdown.
I want to see any of you in the United States of America.
And Al starts to lose his shit.
Oh my God!
And then his son Keith starts to lose his shit, and like the two of them laughing at it. And I was like, "This is why these movies." are so good is because they're silly at their core, right? Yeah. They make fun of themselves. They don't take themselves seriously.
It was so funny. Honestly, I told you guys this. I texted you about it. But I was watching it today, and I did it at the same time as my workout, so I'm running on the treadmill, and I'm watching the movie, and I kept laughing so hard that I actually fell off. Like I tripped and fell off twice. I had to stop because I finished my workout because I couldn't contain it. It's so funny. So I was my own slapstick comedy as well. Yeah.
Okay, so the
art creates art.
There is a realm of where like Frank Drebin will only be a detective, and it's in the Naked Gun series. If Frank was to ever step out of those, I think he would be a more menace to society than anything. Frank in and of himself is his own worst enemy. But compared to other on-screen detectives, I thought it would be fun to have a moment where we look at maybe Frank versus.
Okay.
So we've got Frank in a situation, and the situation is...
You said Zodiac?
It's the Zodiac killing. So it's a real-life crime. We need a true gumshoe. We need a true detective, a hardened police officer who knows the beat, who knows how to figure shit out.
Jesus.
Who can find a serial killer. So in the ring... of possible detectives is Frank Drebin from Naked Gun, obviously the OG Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther, and one of the most notoriously well-known animal-loving detectives, Ace Ventura. So I think, Emily, because you were so excited for this one today, who do you cast as probably being able to solve the Zodiac Killer? Could Frank do it, or is it possibly one of the ringers?
See, the thing with all of this,
trying to explain any, this so serious.
Any one of those three, if they did solve it, it would be completely by accident.
Oh yeah,
it would be.
Like there's
who's tripping there first?
I think Pink Panther. Like I think Clouseau. Because
he actually solves
crimes. And while he does it with a lot of like bumbling and like fumbling and stuff like that.
That's
but,
what the Zodiac needs.
But he yeah, I mean we've
that
had
throw the Zodiac
we've
off,
had
maybe?
All the real detectives in real life actually try to figure it
and
out and like there's no
it.
Way.
Still running around out there.
So yeah, no, I think
he would have solved those letters.
Yeah, I think Pink Panther simply
those ciphers.
That's right.
Because he seems a more single-minded maybe than some of the other
this
detectives.
Is his only
yeah.
Worry.
So he's not on a like he's not necessarily like working or at least we don't see him working on multiple crimes at once. He gets the crime in his sights.
He's locked in.
And he's locked in. And yeah, and then he's just gonna like and he seems to have unlimited resources. And
he's one rung of he's rung one rung up from Mr. Bean.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Bean could solve the Zodiac.
I
crime,
think he
so.
Could too, actually.
Him and Teddy could definitely.
Mr. Bean caught the Golden State Killer.
So,
is that true?
Yes. Look it up. It's Clouseau for sure.
It's Clouseau.
Agreed.
Like no, you, like
Frank's got no shot at this, Mike.
No.
Okay, here's what's gonna happen. All right,
it's
in my
over.
Head. I mean, I'm not saying I disagree with you, but let me just talk this out here. All right. So Frank is gonna look at the cipher and probably do a fucking crossword puzzle. Right. You know. He's just gonna try to. Well, I need a five letter word for schnitzel fits. Right. Like he's. It's totally gonna happen.
It just like bumbles way into totally by accident.
Yeah, and Clouseau will miss it.
Yeah.
Right? Like it will be so obvious, right? It will be
his daughter will be dating the Zodiac Killer or something like that.
No, they do the same bake sale every weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't figure out that he's standing next to one of the most notorious serial killers of American time.
Now, which one of them could solve Red Dragon?
Okay, oh, Hannibal.
Do you see Frank?
But at the same time, do you see Frank?
Do you see? Yeah, okay.
You feel like,
see
what?
Are you talking? Okay, which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the new Red Dragon or the original Mindhunter?
Oh.
By Michael Mann.
Yeah, Michael Mann.
That's the good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Brian Cox one.
Yeah, that one's way better.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, listener. I mean Frank Clouseau, Ace.
You've lost two to you've lost.
Can I not convince either of
it's
you?
It's over, brother.
Just doing this for
yeah, time. You know what? But it's not just us, man. We're not here for each other.
That's
we're
right.
Also here for the listener.
Yeah, this is where you get to chime in,
who?
Listener.
The listener.
The people who download this fucking shit show. Back to the Naked Gun, the new one. Do we trust Seth?
Are we absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I do. As mentioned, Family Guy is.
Who would make this? The Russos.
You can't stand when Russos make movies.
You Mean Dupree was their only good movie.
That's a good one.
That's all they did.
So many people don't know that they made that movie.
So, yes, I trust him. What I find sometimes with Seth MacFarlane, and I, this mostly happens in Family Guy later
seasons, these are the things.
He overdoes certain bits, right. Like the ones that last for way too long, like the fight with the chicken,
yeah.
Or like when Peter falls is like,
classic.
But I don't like, I find those ones tiresome. And so if he sticks with the content that is quick and funny and bits, and not just like a space filler kind of, then I think it's going to be perfect. And if he doesn't try to pull in too much shock value and just stick with the wholesome fart and piss humor that we all like love, and the
fart piss no poo.
Well, maybe a little bit of poo. I'm holding my
solid
judgment
poo.
On the poo.
No diarrhea.
No diarrhea.
The comedy, the physical comedy, and like right. the whatever, then I think it could be just perfect.
I want to watch someone get really hurt.
Yeah, 100%.
My favorite thing.
But somehow be fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like, it obviously be a dummy, right?
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
it's not even a stunt. It's
Super
just a,
Dave,
like
right?
the guy
exactly.
getting folded
yeah.
in half.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I mean, Family Guy is just too busy for me. I'm such a picky bitch when it comes to animation. But I mean, I think he's brilliant. I think he's really funny. I enjoy his satire.
Yep, me too.
So to take something like this. And for people to trust it, they know that they can be like, well, 5 minutes of Stewie is the equivalent of, you know, 5 minutes of Naked Gun. Like, it's very
right.
it's
yeah.
very interchangeable. It's very tangible.
That's true. Yeah, I think there's, like you said, I can't imagine who else would do it. I think there's a very good chance this is going to be very good.
I think so, too.
And even if it's terrible, I'm still going to watch it and love it. So.
Me, too.
Listener, if you have thoughts on what we may or may not have missed, or
maybe
your
you've
favorite.
Seen it already.
Yes.
Maybe,
yeah, at this point you've seen it and now you want to you've listened to this and you're like, boy, do I have words for you. The link in the show notes lets you leave a voicemail.
It's true.
To like 90 seconds of a rant. It gets featured here. It doesn't have to be a real name. It just has to be your name.
Please just stop
whatever
saying
that name
all
is.
Those slurs into the voicemail box.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Oh, God.
I've been Frank.
Enrico Palazzo.
Enrico Palazzo. You know, it could be the guy sitting here sitting next to at the park.
Could be. Never know.
Oh, commitment God. To the bit. He committed till he died.
And that's really all good acting
that's
is.
That's all we can do.
Watch the O.J. Simpson documentary, kids, and have a great day.
David Bye, Schwimmer's everybody. In it.
He is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ross Geller?
Ross
it's not
Geller.
A documentary, though.
Well, no, there's a documentary.
They were on a break.
Watch the one where David Schwimmer plays Robert Kardashian.
That's American Crime Story,
yeah.
The O.J. Simpson one.
Yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr. plays O.J.
Yeah.
John Travolta plays the other lawyer.
Winnipeg resident John Travolta.
Yeah, he's here right now. That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Can you say bye, everybody?
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
If you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.